Dozens gathered at President's House site at Independence Mall in Philadelphia Tuesday in remembrance of the first documented enslaved Africans arriving in America. WHYY's Corey Sharber reports.
The first ship carrying enslaved Africans arrived on August 25, 1619 in Virginia. An English privateer ship captured them from a Spanish slave ship and then traded the enslaved Africans to English colonists for food. The Avenging the Ancestors Coalition organized a gathering as a, quote, solemn remembrance of those whose forced labor helped build the United States. From a podium set up at 6th and Market, coalition member Michael Cord said while many people consider America to be a prosperous country, they don't always know the whole story.
Imagine you had a company, and for 246 years, from 1619 until 1865, you didn't have to pay your employees a dime. Well, at the end of the day, you'd have a prosperous company too. America is that company.
Earlier this month, city officials asked the U.S. Court of Appeals to rehear the case that gave the Trump administration the ability to revise the slavery panels at the site. The current exhibit contains references to slavery, but softens the former president's views on slavery and puts more emphasis on the history of the executive mansion and early presidency. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.